Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jose Mesa. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hamilton hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Tackett and he is safe. Hamilton steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamilton moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamilton scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsilac strikes out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gomez. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes McLemore. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Jeff Tackett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tackett bunts towards first. Surhoff scoops it up and throws to first, with Fletcher covering, for the out. McLemore moves to third. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Brewers, 1. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Listach hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. Two outs. Joe Orsalak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Orsalak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken moves to third. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ripken scores. Orsalak moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McLemore hits a line drive beyond second. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Orsilac scores. Gomez moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tackett is 0-for-0 in the game. Tackett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mesa. Surhoff moves to third. Yount moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tackett fires to third and picks off Surhoff. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fletcher moves to third. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Orsolac is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsolac hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsolac for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Storm Davis now pitching. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a pop-up into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tackett is 0 for 1 in the game. Tackett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Anderson bunts for a single. Tackett moves to second. Jim Austin now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tackett moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milligan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Orsalak reaches second base with a double. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McLemore strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tackett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Listach strikes out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bruce Ruffin now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-4 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.